Well, here in this country this week, the operator of an Indiana toll road filed for bankruptcy. ITR Concession Company, which is owned by Spanish and Australian firms, had paid $3.8 billion back in 2006 to lease a 157-mile stretch of I-80, I-90 in northern Indiana for 75 years. But the company had a poorly structured deal and lost revenue when traffic on that toll road, which is popular with commercial truckers, decreased during the recession. So the investment went bust. Joining us now to talk about this is Hani Mamasani, director of Northwestern University's Transportation Center and a professor of civil and environmental engineering. And professor, first, how common is it for private owners to operate public highways?
You know, it's not that uncommon, in fact. You have many other examples around the country, and a lot of those deals were being structured in the mid-2000s. And there's various reasons for that. The most immediate one was a big infusion of cash. Like in the case of that facility, the state essentially sold an asset that it owned and got a really good sum of money, quite substantial, for that asset, which allowed it to then invest in other parts of its infrastructure, or in some cases, states and local governments, you know, need to plug holes in their budgets. And as we know, many local governments and state governments have struggled from that standpoint. So that was one quick fix, if you wish, that brought in cash. I mean, the way the Indiana deal, at least, was structured, it provided an infusion of needed investment in terms of rehabilitating that infrastructure.
Because they didn't have the money to do it themselves. You're saying they needed to bring in a private company to do that.
Exactly. Now, you may wonder, well, what's in it for the private company? Well, again, normally, this is a fairly predictable revenue stream, and the projections were rosier at the time, if you wish. But there's other reasons why, you know, why local governments, state governments engage in some of these deals. In some cases, it's to hedge, you know, construction risk. For example, there's a more recent deal that the Indiana Finance Authority has structured for the Louisville Southern Indiana Bridges Crossing. You know, a very nice project, which is, again, it's a public-private partnership type arrangement. But in that case, the state is incurring the traffic risk. In other words, they are paying the operator a fixed revenue amount every year. And if the toll does not generate that amount of money, then essentially the state is making up the difference to the operator. And one of the main reasons that they brought in that operator is partly because the whole construction management of a very complex project involves a lot of risk, and the way they structure it, somebody else, you know, who's better qualified, if you wish, than the state, was taking on that risk and delivering the project, you know, in a timely manner, under budget, etc.
So what happens now with a toll road where the operators go bankrupt?
You know, in this particular case, it reverts to the state. Well, first of all, I mean, you know, there's a reorganization plan, and most likely that, you know, that'll probably get approved. So nothing much will change from that, from the standpoint of the public or of the state. What will change is those who are holding the debt, which is mostly the bank and the investors, you know, would not realize the same return that they had expected initially. But that will not directly impact the public. If, in fact, the bankruptcy procedure does go through, the organization plan is not accepted and so on, then the state, it takes it back as a public infrastructure, and it gets to keep all the money that it got. So the deal that Indiana has is win-win for Indiana. I mean, you know, there is, it's very well protected in the way that deal has been structured.
And as you look out at other companies that are doing these kinds of investments that want to operate toll roads, what are they doing with their money these days?
They're being a little more careful. I think they're looking at this with a little more careful eye, particularly in terms of the financing arrangements, in terms of sharing the risk between the public and the private entity. You know, in the Indiana toll road situation, the private operator was really taking on all of the risk. In newer deals, the risk is being shared a little more equitably, if you wish. But a lot of, you know, of these international investment companies that had been buying infrastructure, particularly highway infrastructure, are trying to, you know, in some cases, get rid of these assets, sell them, or do something with them, and redirecting some of their funds towards other types of infrastructure. Ports these days are quite popular, airports in some cases, as well as water related infrastructure. So infrastructure as a whole remains an active area of public-private partnerships. There's just a little bit more caution these days in the highway sector.
Hani Mamasani, the director of Northwestern University's Transportation Center. He's a professor of civil and environmental engineering. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
And as we're talking, you may be driving on a toll road that is privately owned. So what do you think? Is it a good deal for taxpayers to turn over the roads to private companies, or is it penny-wise, pound-foolish? Let us know at hereandnow.org when you are done driving.